Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Going back a couple of days ago, Maryland covers the 31.5-point spread against Alcorn State. They did not.
Nah.
They won 84-64. Both of you guys fell back. Jason, you thought they'd win by 27. Thunder covered the 7.5 against the Warriors. They did. They won 126-102. Both you guys bounced back. SGA scores over 31.5 points. He did not. 28.
Played the fourth quarter.
Both of you guys bounced back. Steph Curry hits over 4.5 threes. He did not. He only hit 1 3. Jason, you thought he'd hit 3 threes. Ken, you bounced back. Got some Thursday night questions that are pending, of course, for tonight. But Jason with a narrow 3-2 lead thus far.
Thanks for the qualifier, bro. Yeah.
Thus far.
It's not over yet.
He's got an adjective for my wins.
They're never aesthetically
pleasing enough for you.
It's not over
yet.
In real time, snapshot, right? It's a lead.
You're winning.
Quantify my lead.
Thursday night games.
You're winning.
Three Thursday night questions.
You got to rain on my lead.
Let's get to the Ravens game. Ravens set to take on the Browns Sunday 4:25 game for whatever reason.
Baltimore game down censored at 1.
Yes, at 1. We're just here, though.
Yes.
So
I guess I could do that live.
Yeah, three, yeah.
You want to?
I'll answer when you call me.
Okay.
And if for some reason there's a miscommunication, I'll text you immediately and be like, hey,
yeah,
is there a problem? I'm here. I'm ready.
Cool.
So you won't have to worry about any of that nonsense. Yeah.
Not that that ever happens.
With me, at least.
Yeah. Lamar Jackson's passing total, 211.5 yards. Jason, he goes over that number. For reference, he threw for 225 in the first matchup.
Thank you for the reference.
Yeah, I mean, look, I've got his numbers here against the Browns. I see a 225, a 217, a 289, 223, 186,
so you think Book of the Bone put a good
165,
number?
165, Book of the Bone. Bone, I'm going to say he throws for 202.
It's a fallback for those at home. 202. Ken?
Bounce back, Bone.
Yeah, that. Derrick Henry struggles against them. Dylan Gabriel's number, Book of the Bone.
75 yards.
178.5 yards. He goes over that total, Ken.
I'm going to fall back, Bone.
Jason.
He's bad.
He's bad and he's short.
Now, J.J. McCarthy's bad too and he went over.
He did. Oh, he also had, what, a 60-yard completion.
Yeah. I say, Bone, he throws for 147.
That's a fallback, 147. Quinshon Judkins, his total, 71.5 rushing yards. Jason, he goes over that total.
Is it 75 or 79?
What 71.5. One.
I mean, don't they just force feed him? And I'm not sold on this run defense. They're allowing
the
5 per carry. This is week 7. The alleged turnaround.
And for reference, he had 61 yards on 10 carries in the first game. There's your reference.
Bone, I'm going to say.
Thank you again.
say he goes for 94.
That's a bounce back.
That's a big bounce back.
That's a big bounce back.
What's the number again?
71.5.
So he's gone over that in two of the last four games. The other two, ugly. Yeah, I'll bounce back, Bone. Oh, actually, is it a bounce back if he goes over?
Yeah, it's
over?
Bounce back.
Okay, because it's a negative.
Ravens tight ends. And we just had Kent Carman on. Mark Andrews does really well against the Browns.
Scored two against them earlier this year, right?
I don't think he did this year.
Oh, no, it wasn't against Cleveland.
He only had one catch in the first game. Ravens tight ends, groups, and I'll even throw in Patrick Ricard.
I was going to ask for clarification.
They combined to go for over 100 yards receiving. Ken.
That's a good one, Bone.
Yeah, book of the Bone.
I'm going to bounce back on that, Bone.
Okay.
I think we might get an Isaiah Likely yak play that helps out with that.
Okay, I'm going to write that down in my notes. Isaiah.
Bone, I'm going to say
yak play.
86.
That's a fallback.
Yes, for those
86.
Playing at home.
86. Let's do a.
No one's playing at home.
Let's do longest reception.
I listen later and play.
Longest reception.
It's good for ratings.
Bounce back, fallback. Jason, Zay Flowers has a reception longer than 23.5 yards. Spicy meatball.
I'll say they catch him in a blitz and he gets a like it's like a bubble screen.
Okay.
But he ends up taking it for 30 yards.
Bubble screen for 30. Ken?
It's interesting you put it that way because we are simpatico hacks. I don't think the air yards will be 23, but I think the yak will take him over 23.5. I will bounce back.
Low total in this game, according to Book of the Bone, 39.5 points. Ken, this game goes over.
I haven't, because I got to do the whole recipe for success.
Yeah. And bold predictions tomorrow.
Yes. I haven't pulled out the pots and the pans yet.
It's going to be a late night for G.
Between that and the weather.
He's going to be crunching all those numbers.
Yes.
And multiple laptops involved. And
no, I got multiple screens.
He's got phone calls to make. That's going to be
recipe for
a
success.
Late Thursday nights are late night for G.
Recipe for success.
It is all work. No
just for
play.
Clarification, I got multiple screens on one laptop. But, I'm going to bounce back, Bone.
Okay, all right. Reluctant.
Here, I'm carried to one decimal point. Bone, I'm going to say that there are 37 total points in this foosball
game. I'd say fallback. 37.
It is.
Let's get to the Steelers game. Steelers money line, Jason.
No. Baking the cake.
5.5 point spread. Steelers cover that. Jason.
I don't love this spot. I like the over. Can we just play the over?
No.
That's not the question.
That's not the question.
Book
that's
of the
not.
Bone doesn't do overs.
Yeah.
Bone, let's say Steelers.
They just do unders.
Let's say Steelers 33.
Steelers 33.
Bungles.
33. All right.
They're not covering.
Bungles
got them over.
28.
That's five.
That's not a cover. That's a fallback. The hook. Ken.
I feel like the Bengals defense is so bad.
They are.
And the Steelers really need this game.
They do.
They'll win by six.
That is a bounce back for those at home. And lastly, Joe Flacco torched him last time out. His over-under passing yards total, 262.5 yards. Ken, he goes over that total.
Man. I'm going to fall back, Bone.
That's a fallback. Jason?
Bone, let's say he throws for 279.
No,
279. Okay.
269 would have been an over.
Back. Yeah, 269, but you can't force it.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't force it. Don't change
the process, Bone.
Yeah. Ravens and Browns this Sunday, 425.
This is what should happen. It's like Elias's computer, you know, where everybody in the AL East should have been above 500. If whatever happens in the games doesn't matter, I'm telling you, which should happen.
Yes.
What correct. The numbers say. Yes.
Ravens and Browns will kick off Sunday, 4:25, Baltimore Game Day Uncensored. Pregame show does start at 1. We will go behind enemy lines coming up next. Kevin Stefanski speaking to the media. What does he have to say? We'll hear from him next here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm a fan.
Yeah, like himself, obviously the offense is a huge challenge with him in there. Just his ability as a passer, the ability that his running element adds to their offense. They have playmakers throughout the roster.
So that is Kevin Stefanski speaking on the element that Lamar Jackson adds to the Ravens offense. If you're just tuning in, Lamar Jackson practiced in full today, so crisis averted as far as him not playing on Sunday. He did not practice yesterday. Alas, is this the week Lamar Jackson starts to run?
No, I don't think so. I don't think that's advised. I don't think the time is now. If they didn't think it was the right time on the fast track, last week against Minnesota and a defense that was a little beat up on a day where Henry, at least in the second half, was pretty effective enough with the lead, then no, I don't think it's on that surface against that team outdoors with Myles Garrett. Nope, not so much.
Yeah, he didn't run in the first matchup either. He had 2 carries for 13 yards. It's going to be more of the same of what we saw in Minnesota, him getting rid of the ball quick.
More from Kevin Stefanski. What about the Ravens' do-everything safety, Kyle Hamilton?
Well, he's a really good player, and he's played safety. He's played nickel. He's played their dime linebacker, so he's really a player that has always had that versatility. Daniel can show up anywhere. They can blitz him. He can play the deep half. He can cover tight ends. So there's really a lot of versatility to what he does.
He also is at the line of scrimmage. He was really screwing with J.J. McCarthy Sunday. I think we're going to see more of the same with him and Dylan Gabriel this Sunday.
It's a good matchup for him. Right now there's a lot of versatility in my nose and what's coming.
Yeah, it's allergies.
I don't know.
Did you
know
take your pills?
Yes.
In your nose.
There's a lot. It's coming from all angles. If you're on YouTube, I'll it's a real that. Treat for you right
it's
now.
A super
if you're watching at youtube.com / at Baltimore 105.7 The Fan.
/ nasal drip.
I'm playing hurt right now. But I'm here.
You're a gamer.
I show up to work every day.
You're a gamer.
I'm not looking for ways to bail.
Left no, butt stitched.
No.
I'm looking for a super-sized salad.
Yeah. Now, Kyle Hamilton, you don't know. He'll be at work. You just don't know where he's going to be deployed.
Oh, I got a pretty good idea.
Tell
I think he's going to be within in the slot.
Yeah.
Within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage.
I also think it's going to be more of the same in terms of him blitzing a lot, because the Browns, they've allowed a 42.2% pressure rate this season, second highest mark in the NFL. And the Ravens in the first matchup, they were able to hit Joe. They had 9 quarterback hits in that one. I think you're going to see Hamilton going after him.
And Gabriel's in the top 25% of all quarterbacks in blitz rate. Mm-hmm. And it's obviously working pretty well because he's not doing a whole lot. So, yeah.
And Kyle Hamilton, tall. Dylan Gabriel, not tall.
Yeah.
Them's the facts.
It's true.
Yeah. He puts those big levers up. Yeah. I don't know if Dylan Gabriel's going to be able to see.
He won't.
Can't throw to what you can't see.
Exactly. Speaking of Dylan Gabriel, Stefanski talks about his quarterback.
Yeah, I think with any young player, you're constantly coaching and teaching, and you know, you're teaching off of some mistakes on film, and you're also saying, hey, this is really good. We're going to lean into this. So that's a constant dialogue that you're having with Dylan, with Coach Musgrave, with Coach Reese, in terms of, hey, this is exactly how it's done. This is where the read is. I think so often what happens in football is you prepare quarterbacks you give them looks, and you can't give a quarterback every single look in the course of a given week. Now, with turns and with reps and with experience, quarterbacks obviously can lean on those. So with a young quarterback, in this case with Dylan, you just constantly have to give him as many looks and talk through coverages as much as you can. And when it's there, trusting the reads and delivering the football. So I think there's some really good things that continue to go on. And then we just, as an offense, obviously have to do our job all around that position to have success as an offense.
It's interesting. I want to go back to what Ken Carmen said to us, because we asked him about this quarterback situation, and he brought up something, and he's close to this team. He's like, he thinks they should go to Bailey Zappe and let this kid have a breath.
I mean, they should do something else.
He was not an advocate for Shador. He's like, they need a veteran to get in there.
Well, I mean, I think this coach is kind of pushing that narrative to a lot of people in the media around there, and I can understand why, I guess. But, like, I'm looking at what this kid has done in the first half of these games, because it just feels like he doesn't do anything until the game's over. I mean,
then it don't count.
This is his pass yards. I don't know. We're looking at 5.5 yards per attempt in the first half of football games. And he's played in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of them now.
Dude, he averages
half a season.
He averages 5 yards per pass attempt. That Derrick Henry averaged 5.9 yards per carry
last year. Yep.
Almost a full yard more than per pass attempt by Dylan Gabriel.
That's something.
That's nuts.
Like, until we get the garbage time, he's averaging 5.7 air yards per attempt.
That's horrific.
Like, what? That's not NFL football.
No, he's not an NFL starting quarterback. Now, is he potentially one day a backup quarterback in this league? Maybe, but that guy's not a starting quarterback.
5.7 air yards per attempt. That's over 100 dropbacks.
That's not a supersized pass.
Supersized salad.
Let's hear one more from Stefanski. What about young quarterbacks missing throws?
I would just caution Mary Kay to. Any quarterback, young and old, you're going to miss throws. It's an occupational hazard that you're likely not going to go 100% in completion percentage. It's a occupational hazard that a corner is going to get beat deep every once in a while. So you're not going to make every throw. Now, having said that, you coach every throw and you say, hey, this could be use your technique here or trust what you're seeing here, all those things. And that's true of young and old quarterbacks.
This holiday season, Kevin Stefanski cautioning the young and the old, but this is a young quarterback who's missing throws.
I hope Sanders gets to play for a lot of reasons. And if he does, I just want to see the coach give him this much grace. Like, I want to see him telling everybody in the media to not have any expectations and whispering all this stuff, defending the kid left and right. Like, I hope it plays out that way.
We'll come back. It's one of our favorite segments of the week. It's Monkey Business. We'll hear from Todd Monken, who spoke today. That's next here on The Fan.
Or the game plan, the way we want to run it, the way we want to attack somebody. Some of that's by design. you know, and some of it is also by what we're expecting to get.
So that's Todd Monken speaking today about the lack of designed runs for Lamar Jackson, and we don't expect to see a lot of them starting this Sunday in Cleveland, though I think history tells us come December he's going to be running more, assuming he's healthy.
Yeah, I think they're just sort of in patch it together, you know, survive in advance mode right now. I think the real undercurrent, the underlying sort of reality to anything related to an offensive malaise or a little bit of a funk is that they don't believe they can win enough up front to do a lot of the stuff that I think they'd really ideally like to do. And you couple that with the quarterback showing up on the injury report, you couple that with the defense that has had its issues, you couple that with a rookie kicker who's been good but hasn't really been tested yet. And I think, there again, it just kind of brings you back to let's try to find a way to win this ball game. Let's try to keep this quarterback as healthy as can be and keep it simple, stupid.
We've seen traditionally throughout the course of Lamar's career that the rush attempts go up as the season goes on. Now, last year was a break from that norm. He ran more in September and then ran less as the year went on. I just think this year's going to be a wild card. I don't know. No one knows how Lamar's feeling besides Lamar Jackson. Now, the fact that he practiced in full today and not even limited is of course, an encouraging sign. But this is someone that just missed serious time with a hamstring, and now you got a knee, and I don't expect them to be running with volume anytime soon.
Can we score 21 points with the ball coming out hot? If we do, those guys shouldn't score 20 unless we give them, unless we're giving out freebies. Yes.
For what it's worth, injury report came out about half an hour ago. Lamar Jackson did not practice yesterday, practiced in full today. Isaiah Likely, Keaton Mitchell, Malachi Starks all limited yesterday, all practiced full today. Jay Higgins, Justice Hill, Marlon Humphrey, Rashad Bateman, they continue to not practice. And Mike Green popped on the injury report today with an ankle. That usually means he tweaked something in practice. Hopefully it's just precautionary.
Yeah, I mean, look, they're going to go into this football game without their number one deep threat, and they're going to go in without their number one pass protecting running back, without their two-minute back, without the guy who sees more of the field if it become in a game like this where the other team has, we're on the road, our offensive line's not in great shakes, we don't want to run Lamar a ton to survive things that way, and they've got a top five pass rusher on the other side too. I think this would have been
my top two.
Like we've been talking about, you know, which games could you see more Keaton and whatever. No, I think you need the big back, and I think you need your best pass protector.
Well, there's the question: 2-minute offense, is it Keaton Mitchell or is it Derrick Henry,
or is it Pat Ricard and a bunch of pass catchers? I don't know.
Like, I am curious. If, and it's looking likely that Justice doesn't play this week, how much more, I don't think so either, how much more run Keaton does get, though? Like, and I get the concerns with the pass protection, I get all of that, but I am interested in how much of an uptick he could get.
Yeah, I think if he gets more, it's because some of the stuff with Henry isn't working, so it's a change of pace for him.
But that's my point, where it's like,
there is no justice option.
Henry did nothing in the first matchup against the Browns, and traditionally doesn't do all that well against Cleveland.
I think the speed guys make more sense in general against speed, which again is another reason why, because of Keaton Mitchell's body type and a lot of different things, there's some natural limitations on him, I feel like, in terms of how much volume they would ever really want to lean into. So you take Justice out of the mix, I think it's a significant development.
More from Monk. What you mentioned, Henry did not have a great game in the first matchup. What happened in that first matchup with the lack of success?
It's always a combination. I mean, they're really good. They got after us pretty good. I think we ran 21 times for like 46 yards, which is unacceptable. I mean, there's no other way to put it. Really nothing to do with Derek per se, other than it's not good enough. Just like we don't throw the ball well enough, or if we're not good enough in the red zone, it doesn't matter what area of the game, it's unacceptable. And you got to fight to fix it. And we have, and that happens. I mean, this is the NFL. You got good teams, good defense, but we've got to do a better job running it.
They figured out some stuff in the second half against Minnesota. Now, granted, the Browns watch film too, but maybe we see more of that stuff Sunday.
Look, I think that in his own way, I think he's calling out the offensive line there. I
mean, totally.
Yeah, like I think he's telling
you. It's not Derek's fault.
Yeah. He's not going to say it, but I'm going to say it for him. Their ability to harness the entirety of that play sheet he likes to shove down his front is seriously curtailed by them having to keep scaling back and altering and hunting and pecking and searching because they don't think they can compete up front against a lot of defensive lines in this league. And this is one that unmasked them at home, and now they got to go there. So, I mean, when I have his way, he's not Derek. Ricard wasn't even playing there.
Yeah, so
like,
not
it's not him. Like we could play. Well, we could play. You know, process of elimination. I think we know what he's saying.
Yeah, we had Baldy on.
They stole our lunch.
We had Baldy on earlier. He's like Derek. Like he, if you don't give him somewhere to get going and start running downhill, he's not that guy. And that we saw a lot of that in that first Cleveland game.
Yeah, and they're gonna run blitz, and they're gonna dive at him low. And there's no Bateman. And again, like likely has been very inconsistent and hasn't shown up downfield. They talked about, we played the clips from Grant Delpit. They know what Zay is, but I don't think Zay's catching a ball 50 yards downfield, you know, outside the hash marks. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a little bit of sort of a war of attrition. And the Ravens have to remain patient. And I think they've got to stay true to what they think is going to work against these guys and got to be willing to win a game 20-17.
I am curious how active the tight ends are going to be involved because of all that. And Ken Carman, he joined us earlier saying how much tight ends have killed them. And Ravens tight ends did nothing against them in the first matchup. And Andrews, the Browns is the team he's had the most success with against in the course of his career. He had one catch for 2 yards. Kohler didn't have a target. And obviously, Isaiah likely was hurt.
And yeah, and Ricard wasn't a part of it either. So, yeah, no, we talked about that. That's their blueprint, I think, that beating people, throwing and running 12 and 13 personnel. And using those big bodies to help keep people off of Lamar Jackson is probably where they are.
Ravens and Browns. It's a 4:25 kick on Sunday. It means Baltimore Game Day Uncensored. The pregame show starts at 1. We'll be here in studio. Bone and I, hour 1. And then Bone, Vinny Serrato, Collins from Mike Preston, hours 2 and 3. And remember, after the game, it's the Baltimore Game Day Uncensored postgame show with one Beltway Ben Hall. So keep it locked in here on 105.7 The Fan. We will come back, get the text of the day, preview a big Friday show, and get you ready for Infinity Sports Radio, followed by Westwood One's coverage of Thursday Night Football here on The Fan. So, after us is Infinity Sports Radio, then the Maryland Football Coaches Show, then Thursday Night Football, which is the Patriots hosting the Jets. If you missed it earlier, Beltway Ben Hall is one of Bet Best Bets. For people who missed it, Ben, anything you like in tonight's football game?
Yeah, a few plays. I like Breece Hall over his receiving yards, which is at 15.5 when we were live earlier on WannaBet. And his receptions over 2.5, which was +102. I like Mason Taylor, Joy Taylor's nephew.
Yes, for correct. Yes.
I like his receiving yards here.
Gigi's got a jersey.
Got a Joy Taylor jersey.
I think he might. Yeah. And then I also like Stephon Diggs over 55.5 receiving yards.
And where can people find you?
At BH Journalist, and you can find everything we do at wantabetwithus.com.
I know what he doesn't have. He doesn't have a Derek Queen Pels.
No, I do not. He should.
That. And nor does he deserve one.
Right. Yeah, that is right. True.
He also doesn't have a one a bet.
I do not. And I don't deserve that
Jerry
either.
Does.
Jerry yeah. does. Jerry yeah. does. Aloysius, who joins us tomorrow, yeah. he's one of the.
Had his picture taken
like
at the castle.
Of us
yeah. He was showing it off.
Wow. He didn't say. He said
it was a hot commodity. Yeah. He said that the hoodie was a hot commodity at the castle.
We'll have to ask him tomorrow why he didn't post that picture on social media because he sent it to us.
Good question.
I think it's a very good question.
He sent us some interesting articles today.
Yeah, he did. Let's get the text of the day.
Check 1-2. Check. Text of the day. Text of the day. Text of the day. Text of the day. Text of the day.
Okay.
Text of the day comes from Walt from Baltimore, who says, all the rumors about the Orioles potentially being aggressive doesn't move me at all.
Yeah.
I'll be excited when I see them get a legit stud compared to the dudes that always get hurt.
I'm with you, Walt.
And I don't blame anyone for feeling that way. I'm the same.
Believe
it when I see it. It's nice hearing it, but action's cooler.
I am on the Tim Kurchin train who said they have to do something because they did such a poor job last year. Now, I'm paraphrasing what he said, but it seems like they are in a position where if they don't, it's just, I guess I'm Charlie Brown with the football.
They're going to have $70 million to play with after arbitration numbers just to get back to their payroll last year. So, I mean, logic there. They're going to have to make moves.
Bone, what do we have on tomorrow's show?
Tomorrow's show, Jason already mentioned, Jerry Coleman will be joining us, and he's got the Wannabet hoodie.
I'm going to ask him why he did not post
one winning
on social
drive.
Media.
We'll ask him about that. Taylor Lyons, who's a sports reporter for the Baltimore Sun, recently interviewed Jim Smith, the Maryland AD.
It was a quick interview.
Yes, about Mike Locksley's future in College Park. So we'll talk Locks with Taylor. Daryl Reiter of our sister station in Cleveland will preview the Browns game with him.
Rough
and,
night.
And Jimmy Patsos
coming in studio.
Rough night at College Park last night.
Yeah. What? So
2-0 Bruins.
You were putting the group chat that they're good. Like you said, they're going to blow this game, and then
they give up two goals pretty much right after. I mean, look, they hadn't lost all year. They had barely played from behind. And we had Sasha Sarovsky on the coach. He said, "Look, UCLA's fighting to get in the NCAA tournament. We're going to get the best of them. They traveled all the way across the country, and it was do or die for UCLA. And Maryland's probably going to be a one seed, no matter what." So, the final will still be on Sunday at Ludwig, but obviously the Terps won't be in it. And then the brackets for the college tournament, college cup, should start coming out, I think, Sunday night. So we'll see what that means.
And you expect them to still be a one seed?
I think. I mean, I I mean, they were undefeated all year. I mean, yeah.
They should be.
I would think so. I also want to give a shout out to the Loyola Blakefield Soccer Dons. Three straight MIAAA titles.
With a lot of A's.
A conference. With three different coaches.
Wow.
I guarantee you that's never had the history, happened in the history of big-time soccer around here.
Not
three different
AAA.
Coaches.
No.
But you can take it back to before it was the MIAA, when it was, trying to remember what it was.
Especially in the AAA.
I played, like, when I was in high school. Anyway, like, before they changed the acronym.
They've had three coaches in 3 years?
Three coaches in 3 years. Three MIAAA conference titles.
Why is everybody leaving?
Well, one of them left to go coach the women's team at University of Maryland, Michael Marciano.
Okay, that's good. That's your good reason. Relative, cousin. Yeah.
But yeah, how about that? Roll Don's roll. Took down McDonough.
Coming up
Santino
next.
Santino Caranta's kid was going to get one there, but he didn't.
Hey, follow me. It's complicated. We got Infinity Sports Radio until 7. Then you have the Maryland Football Coaches Show with Mike Locksley. Followed by Thursday Night Football, Westwood One's coverage right here on 105.7 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.